Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And now it's the Mercedes in the Morning Re-Show.
Starts right now.
Here we go!
Mix 94.1.
Hey, happy Friday. Welcome to the pre-show. So good to have you guys here. We finally made it to the weekend. Thank you guys for tuning in. It's 5:30. Cutting it close this morning, man.
Not at all.
I had a morning.
Friday morning. What happened? What do we got?
Nothing horrible or anything like that. But I got dressed this morning, and something just felt weird about my outfit. I'm wearing black leggings, black long sleeve shirt, and like a long kind of cardigan type sweater with it. And as I'm, you know, finishing up my stuff, I'm just like, I feel weird. What's going on? And as I went downstairs to make my coffee, I realized I had my leggings on backwards, and they have like a weird cut where the butt's not the same as the front. So
I mean, putting your underwear on backwards, it's shaped differently for guys,
yeah,
as well. Yes.
So it felt weird. So I was like, okay, do I change now? Or do I not? It doesn't seem like a big deal because it's leggings, but I have boots on and then I have these socks on. So it took me forever to like take everything off. So that just really set me behind this morning. I sent you a text. I'm like, oh man, I'm cutting it close.
Are you kidding me? Made it within plenty of time with that new pre-show open. That's nice. Good 25 seconds.
Love that.
I love it. I could make it a 5-minute open if you want to. Plenty of time. You kidding me?
Yeah.
You ever put your jacket on backwards?
No, I can kind of tell the difference between the front and the back on those.
I'm just saying, is that comfortable? Let's try it out here.
JC's going to... Is it National Backwards Day? There is a National Backwards Day.
International Women's Day today.
Yeah, I know that.
Happy day to you.
Thank you, thank you.
It creates an issue with the hoodie.
There's a rapper called A Boogie with a Hoodie, and my daughter really wants to go see him. He's going to be at the House of Blues, unless he was already there.
He's coming up on March 28th.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Oh, I was like, wow, I'm impressed.
If she wants to come with a Boogie with a Hoodie.
I was trying to convince some of my friends to take her. I was like, hey, do you like A Boogie with a Hoodie? Because...
Look, I'm not going to boogie with my hoodie on. It's going to be warm at the end of March.
I know. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. But I only know one of his songs, but it's actually pretty good. So if anyone...
You got some?
No, I don't. I'm just trying to see when he's going to be at the House of Blues. So if anyone is going to see A Boogie with a Hoodie, and it's with the hoodie, WIT,
of course,
not with the hoodie. Did you say the 28th?
Yeah.
It's seriously on the 28th at the House
of
Blues.
You think I'm being sarcastic here? I know my Boogie with a Hoodie.
How did you do that? Did you randomly pick a name or a date? I'm really shocked.
You had the mystery guest of John Oates for me earlier in the week.
You're going to get me a boogie.
And I said,
the
there's maybe a mystery guest in the works for you. There is a mystery guest in the works for you. And maybe it is Boogie with the Hoodie, and that's
awesome.
How I know the date.
Oh, I'm excited. Very cool. I got to do a little more research on a Boogie with the Hoodie.
You could book Boogie with the Hoodie as a mystery guest today, and it would take me 10 years to guess who it is.
Yeah, I would never guess who it is. We'd be here.
I would never. You could tell
forever.
Me the song that he sings. I'm like, I don't know who you are, man. Who are you?
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious. How was your night?
It was good. It was good. What's today? Oh, we did day number two of Let It Go. I'm loving Let It Go. This is fantastic. Mercedes and I think some of you hopefully have joined us for Lent. We couldn't think of what to give up, and we saw this thing online about just giving up one item each day of Lent. So you're going to give up 40 items, and you can give it to charity. You can sell it, give it to a friend, throw it out, whatever you want to do with it. And as we're doing that, and we're posting it with the hashtag Let It Go, I look forward to seeing your picture. Then I put my item up there as well. And if you guys are doing it, hashtag it Let It Go. You can make some money, donate it to charity, give to Goodwill. It's all good stuff.
I actually struggled last night with my item. This is where it's going to get difficult. I'm literally on day two. And I'm like, oh, there's nothing else I want to give up. Like, I gave up my gem t-shirt night one. And last night I gave up an old dress that I never wear.
Beautiful looking dress too.
I've worn it one time.
This is why I lent it go. You're giving it. You're passing it on to someone else. Giving it to charity. You're doing a good thing.
But now I'm done. I'm like everything else. I'm like I want everything else. So now this is where this is where the test kicks in. How am I going to get rid of 38 more items?
I know. And all of us, too, we did a bunch of Marie Kondo stuff the past couple of weeks and cleared out a bunch of stuff already. So now this is kind of stuff that we felt like we still need.
Oh, man. If I'm cranky in the next 38 days, now you know
why. You have
why.
To continue through the weekend, too. It doesn't go on pause. So I expect to see your picture tonight, Saturday and Sunday as well.
And that's another thing. I forget to do it until I see that you've done it. I'm like, I got to do something. So you got to remind me to pick a Lint It Go over
I will.
The weekend, okay?
And it could be, we have 38 more days to go. Could it be a food item or something? You know, if a Friday night, you normally have a bottle of wine or something, you're giving up, hold it up. Like, hey, not doing this tonight, or I'm not going to eat I'm not giving up my eggs tomorrow morning.
No, I think we determined it's going to be something
from
our closet.
Okay.
Yeah, or
house.
From our home.
Okay.
Yeah, that we're just going to let go. So, and we've been getting a lot of inquiries on how to get the stuff that we're giving up. And we may have to revisit that because there could be a potential for donations being made. I don't think it's right for me to pocket the money myself, although maybe we can. But maybe we get money and give it to charity. We double Lent It Go.
Lent It Go.
Instead of keeping the money, we Lent It Go.
This is a movement. This is a movement, you guys.
We're going to change the world.
Here's what's trending with Mercedes in the morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, Jonas Brothers are trending this morning. The newly reunited Jonas Brothers have been on The Late Late Show with James Corden all week long. And last night was their carpool karaoke debut. They want to hear one of the songs that
they
did?
Yeah, which
one you got? Okay, let's do some of their older songs. Year 3000, Burning Up. Let's do some of those.
He said, I've been to the year 3000. Not much has changed, but they live underwater. And your great, great, great granddaughter is doing fine.
So good. They also addressed the elephant in the car, so to speak. It was about their breakup. They talked about how they got back together after that messy, messy breakup. This is what they said about going to therapy.
Basically, about a year ago, we started talking about making a documentary together. That was
right.
How it started. Just to tell our story, childhood into our career together. And in that process, we did some very necessary healing. Because, when things ended, it wasn't the best.
Forced therapy.
Yeah, forced therapy on camera.
Can the Jonas Brothers truly ever break up? Because they are brothers.
They are brothers.
I can't break up with my brother John. We're always going to be brothers no matter what we do. We are brothers.
They didn't speak, though, for a long time. And Nick admitted he was the one that broke them up. He's like, it was all me. But they also, James had a lie detector test brought in for them to answer some of these very necessary questions that we want the answers to. So they hooked them all up to determine whether or not they were telling the truth on some of these questions. Let's listen.
Was there a point during your many weddings that you thought, I'm done with these weddings?
Yes. True. It was when I looked at the bill.
That's Nick talking about all his weddings to Priyanka Chopra. This one is another one, a lie detector on Nick.
Are you a better singer than your brothers?
That's a lie.
He said no, and they determined that was a lie. And then here's one with Nick and Kevin.
Who caused the band to break up originally?
I did.
True again.
How many times have you thought about punching Nick because he split up the band?
None.
That's a lie.
It was really funny. It's you got to see it. We'll post the entire thing on our Facebook page and on the website if you want to check it out. Also trending this morning, naps are trending. A new study says a nap is as good as a pill for lowering your blood pressure. Yes, naps are good for your health. Researchers found that a daily 49-minute nap slashed systolic blood pressure readings by, the measurement is millimeters of mercury, so by 5 millimeters of mercury. So that's pretty significant.
Just,
you know,
find the time to take a nap, though. That's the only problem.
That's what they said. If you have that luxury to do so, that's a totally different thing. High blood pressure, obviously known as the silent killer, because signs often go unnoticed until it's too late. It's the single biggest trigger of heart disease and stroke. Also trending this morning is Milk Coke. Yes, Milk Coke. The odd drink is trending because people are coming out of the woodwork to say that they enjoy themselves a little Milk Coke every now and then. If you don't know what that is, it's exactly what it sounds like. You get a little milk, you pour some Coke in it, and you drink up. People are claiming it's like a Coke float. When you pour it over ice cream, there's nothing.
Oh, man, I haven't thought of a Coke float in decades.
I know, or like a root beer float.
Yeah, that was always awesome. What a treat that was on a Friday night.
I don't know. I feel like there's a difference between that and mixing it with milk, but it's not a new idea. I guess diners have been serving a similar drink called egg cream for over 50 years. I've never had an egg cream. I don't know what that is. And then the TV show Laverne and Shirley from the 70s, I guess they had a running gag about how Laverne's favorite drink was a milk with Pepsi, because in reality, that was Penny Marshall's favorite drink in real life. So, I don't know. We're usually down for trying new things. I don't know that I want to sign up for the Milk Coke one. It does not sound good.
Can we do almond milk? Almond milk and Coke? Is that coconut milk and Coke?
I'd rather do coconut milk and Coke Zero, if you please. I don't really want the unnecessary thing.
Is there a vegan soda I could use?
Is there if there's a potchki, we'll eat those. I'm fine with that. But,
give it to me.
So that is trending. That just sounds really disgusting to me. I'm sorry. I'm not on board.
What about Coke and coffee?
No, absolutely not. Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
922.
And now, here are your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning. It is Friday. Welcome to the show, 6 o'clock. And, man, it's gonna be windy today.
Dying down, though, as the day goes on.
It'll be perfect. Perfect weather for tomorrow's Walk for Wishes at Town Square. We're so excited to be a part of it again. If you're going to be out there, make sure you come by and say hi. And if you didn't have plans to go out there but are looking for some plans, we would love to have you be a part of our team. You can register. It's easy. Just go to our website, mix941.fm, and you can get a special limited edition Mercedes in the Morning t-shirt. Be part of Team Mix. We're excited. I'm excited. Are you excited?
Oh, it's so much fun every single year. Registration out there tomorrow morning starts at 7:30. Festivities start around 8:30. There's always surprises there. Last year, Chris Angel was a surprise when he came out there.
Yeah.
And then I was watching the Wagners this morning, and they were confirming there are surprises tomorrow morning. I'm like, oh, man, who are the surprises? I don't even know.
We know one.
Do we?
Yeah. Well, remember that conference call we had? We know one surprise, and it's cool. It's cool. Really cool. Oh, man.
Yeah. I'm excited then because I forget what it is. I'm excited to see what the surprise is tomorrow morning.
And not just that, but if you can't make it out there and you want to help a really great organization, you can join Team Mix and just make a donation, which would help. I saw a lot of people made donations yesterday, which you have no idea how much we appreciate it. It was like $10 here, $30 here, and it adds up. And so you guys are official members of Team Mix. We'll get you your t-shirt, or contact us and we'll figure out how we get it to you. So we're super excited about that.
So you and I are doing Make-A-Wish together tomorrow morning, and we're both doing kind of the same thing at some point today, getting our haircuts.
Yes, I have not had my haircut in so long.
How long? This is going to give me anxiety.
Where's my phone? I can look up
a
the
month?
Last time.
2 months?
Oh, gosh. Way longer than that.
December?
Maybe.
Ah!
Why?
Well, you know I go twice a week.
I know.
Our hairstyles go too much.
No,
it's not. I to get my sides tight, and I like my sides to be tight.
The last time I went was...
It's different for men and women, too, when it comes to haircuts.
Well, I didn't get my hair cut. I went January 18th to get my roots done, but the last time I got it cut... was December 6th.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
My wife's getting a haircut today, too.
Yeah.
Everyone in my life is getting a haircut today.
My husband, he got his haircut yesterday, and he pulls into his salon, and he sees this Bentley, really fancy car parked in the parking lot, and the license plate says VGK on it. And he's like, oh.
That's somebody.
Who's here? So he's sitting there, and he's talking to his girl. She's doing his hair. And he sees this man walk behind him kind of walking out. And he's like, I know that guy. And he's looking at him. He's like, how do I know that guy? And it's Bill Foley.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Rolling in his Bentley, huh?
Yeah. I guess he gets his hair cut there, but like in a private room or something.
Okay.
And so he's walking out saying, ah! And so he didn't say anything, but he saw him leaving. So it's haircut time, man.
It's haircut season.
We're all ready for the haircut. We spring forward. Yep. We chop off a little bit of our locks. No big deal.
Get all dialed in. I love seeing the new VGK license plates, the black ones. And how creative some people have gotten to fit names on there. I saw a Flurry one last night, but the way it was spelled, it was like F-L-R-E, a bunch of E's, Flurry.
Flurry.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, Flurry. People are creative when it comes to those plates for the Golden Knights.
I saw one that someone posted on Facebook that they just got, and it was F-O-S-H-Z-L-E. Oh, shizzle. I was like, that's awesome. I wish I would have thought of that.
So we'll have fresh hair tomorrow morning for Walk for Wishes.
Everyone's going to have nice new haircuts. I'm not doing anything new. I'm just a little trim.
Get it freshened up.
Yeah, I got to get it freshened up. But I didn't wash my hair. It's so dirty. Oh, my gosh. My hair is like 3 days dirty.
But that's what ladies do, right? Because you say after you go, you don't want to wash your hair every single day. You want to get that grit in it.
I know, but that is a debate I had with my husband. Should you wash your hair before you go in and get your hair cut?
And?
I say no, because you're going to get your hair washed there. Why do it twice in a row?
Oh, you're still getting it washed before you get it done?
Well, no. First, she's going to color it.
Uh-huh.
And then she's going to maybe put in a couple of highlights. And then she's going to wash that out.
Yeah, it'll so you be clean wet, hair
and then
to
she'll cut it.
Okay.
Yeah. It makes sense, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, thank you very much.
Matt was saying to wash it.
He's like, well, you brush your teeth before you go to the dentist, don't you? I'm like, well, yeah, but they're not like pulling out my teeth. Well, I guess they could. I don't know.
But if you were not getting it washed there at the salon, if they weren't washing your hair at all today, like if she didn't have a shampoo girl there, would you wash your hair before you go in?
I don't go to fancy places with shampoo girls. She does it with her own hair.
That's not about Why does everything got to be turned around about money with you and fancy this? I was a simple statement.
What are you talking about? Do I turn everything around?
No. But
seriously, do I turn everything around about money and fancy?
No, but all of a sudden it's like,
why'd you say that?
You're like, why are you being fancy? It's not a fancy thing. It's
a
simple.
I was just trying to make a joke.
But I'm saying if you went in and your girl shampooed your hair and washed your hair before you started, would you still wash your hair?
Probably not.
Probably not?
I don't know. It just depends on what I had going on that day. But do I turn everything around about money and fancy?
No, it's just...
Then why would you say that?
I don't know. Don't read it. It was just a line as well.
Don't read into it. Exactly. Take your own advice. Don't read into things. I was making a joke.
Of course... I don't know.
I was trying to be funny. Why are you taking everything so personally?
I am not. What are you doing? Stop. Where are you going? Calm down.
You were supposed to go, ha, ha, ha. So do you?
I'm so confused right now.
I'm giving you some of your own medicine.
Oh, my gosh. Check it out. Tonight, Justin Timberlake in concert, T-Mobile Arena. We have your tickets coming up in 15 minutes. 7:40, your tickets to go see Rob Thomas, Zappos Theater, coming up in June. Terrible's Secret Sound. We'll give you another clue today in the 9 o'clock hour. The jackpot is at $244. I thought the clue you gave yesterday was a good one. It was a good indication of what the sound is.
I think this one may give it away, so I'm going to have to run it by you to see if it's too much. Or do we want to give it away? I wouldn't
the
be
jackpot
sad
keeps
to
going
see,
up.
Yeah,
yeah,
see
right?
someone win the money on a Friday. That'd be nice.
One of those deals like Friday afternoon, what should we do tonight? I don't know. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? I don't know. You go back and forth with your partner, your spouse, whoever. How about going to see Justin Timberlake tonight? T-Mobile Arena. We have your tickets coming up in 3 minutes.
It's time for some Daily Dirt.
I love it.
I love it.
Love it.
All the latest celebrity news starts now. Mix 94.1.
Jason Priestley, he took a few days to comment on Luke Perry's sudden death because he was just too torn up to say anything. And on Thursday, he posted two photos of himself with Luke on Instagram, one from back in the day and then a more recent photo of the two. And he said that he's in so much pain because Luke was truly a special person. And he added, quote, good night, sweet prince.
It's just really, it was such a wake-up call.
The Monday was it or?
I think it was Tuesday.
Earlier this week?
Or no, it's such a blur.
Yeah.
But such a wake-up call, and especially for everyone that grew up watching him, I just, gosh, that 90210 was was the show I watched. I can't even, every episode, like recorded every episode and rewatched every episode. I love that show.
And did you rewatch, I think it was Lifetime, started re-airing it? Like on Saturday mornings?
I didn't know that.
And so I
remember, had no idea.
It was mid-2000s. And I remember my wife and I had just started dating because that's where our Saturday ritual was, wake up on Saturday morning and put on Lifetime. And we get 90210. And they started right from the beginning. And they went all the episodes.
I really wish I would have known that.
It was a great way to start your Saturday. Earlier in the week, the rumor was that Shannon Doherty did not think the 90210 revival should continue after Luke Perry had passed away. Now we are hearing that Shannon Doherty, who is not actually even planning on participating in the new show, says she's thinking about it if the show pays tribute to Luke Perry.
That, again, because it's a reality show about putting together this show.
Mm-hmm.
But it's scripted reality. So I think that's a great idea, don't you?
They start the first couple episodes. It wouldn't be just a one-time thing. It'd be an ongoing thing. They miss Luke Perry. They're saddened by his death. He's not there. They miss his presence.
How do they move on?
Yeah.
I think we're all very curious about that.
It's not uncommon for actors to take a little something from the movie and TV sets that they work on, either as a memento or just for some other reason. BuzzFeed, they put together a list of actors that actually stole from TV or movie sets. And it's kind of interesting to see the stuff that people take. Chris Hemsworth has several of Thor's hammers from the Marvel movies. He even keeps one in his bathroom.
Kristen, for what?
You a plunger? It won't go down. Get my hammer.
I know.
Chris Pratt took Star-Lord's red jacket from Guardians of the Galaxy. And he did it. This is sweet. So he could wear it when he visits children's hospitals. So he can dress up like Star-Lord, have the jacket. That's why he took it.
Because that really indicates it's Star-Lord. I mean, it's one thing to look like Star-Lord, but to have the jacket, that's great.
Daniel Radcliffe has his glasses from the first Harry Potter movie and the last movie. I love this one. Neil Patrick Harris from How I Met Your Mother. You know, at McLaren's pub, they'd sit at that table?
Yeah.
He has the actual table they sat at.
Oh, that's cool.
It goes on. Matthew Perry took something from Friends. This is a weird one, though. Norman Reedus, Daryl on The Walking Dead, took Rick's beard clippings and Herschel's ponytail from the set of The Walking Dead.
Aww.
He has hair of his cast members.
I have hair in my bag, my own hair.
Your ponytail, right?
Yeah, I still have that if anyone wants it.
Never leave home without it. How much are you getting cut off today?
Oh, I'm just trimming. Yeah, I'm not doing anything crazy. Just getting the dead ends taken off.
And just a little trimmy.
Yeah.
The full Gayle King R. Kelly special airs tonight on CBS. We get the interview, and she talks to the alleged victims. And this is interesting. Gayle King says that while she was interviewing R. Kelly's girlfriends, he was around the corner coughing loudly to remind them that he was listening.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Uh-huh.
That makes me really annoyed.
Big movie this weekend is Captain Marvel. Hits theaters tonight, and I can't wait. We got Brie Larson, Samuel L. Jackson. We actually caught up with the cast. We asked for spoilers. We didn't get them, but you can find out the secrets to Bree's bolt-shooting hands. See our exclusive interview with them in our screenshots feature on Mix941.fm, and it's sponsored by Disney. They're saying this movie is going to be $350 million worldwide is what they're expecting opening weekend.
I'm hoping that I get to see it this weekend. I love seeing Marvel movies the weekend they wake up, they come out. That's just so exciting. I can't wait to see this.
This will be the first one after Stan Lee's death. And apparently in the beginning, they have a really nice tribute to Stan Lee. Because normally he has a cameo in every movie. I don't think he has the cameo in this one. But to kind of pay honor to Stan Lee, they in the beginning of the movie, a big tribute to Stan Lee. So it actually opened up last night here in Las Vegas, so it's in theaters right now.
Can't wait.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. You're in for Heads Up.
Woo!
Let's do this. We have our category all picked out. It's dental. March 6th was National Dentist Month, so these are all things that are associated with dentists, okay?
Okay.
Now, who do you want to pick as your partner?
I'll go with Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, you guys, you got 60 seconds on the clock. Kelly, you get 6 correct, and you'll be going to see Justin Timberlake tonight. You guys start now.
You're going to clean your
teeth?
Yes. You put these on to make them straight.
Braces.
Yes. Sometimes you have to have these removed. They're way back up in the back of your mouth.
Wisdom teeth?
Yes. This is what you're supposed to do to get the stuff out from in between your teeth.
Floss.
Yes. If you have a cavity, they have to use one of these to...
filling?
No, it's the tool that they use.
I don't know. Pass.
Okay, pass. If you ate too much sugar, you're going to get these.
Cavity.
Yeah. This is what you use to get off all the nastiness. You put toothpaste on it. It's your...
toothbrush?
Yeah! Nice job! Congratulations!
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Yes, you and Justin Timberlake. Tonight, his Man of the Woods tour is at T-Mobile Arena. Kelly, you are going, and the one you guys passed on.
A drill.
Oh, gosh.
That's okay. Yeah. We didn't need it. We had plenty of time. It's all good.
Way to go, Kelly.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, and we will have more chances for you to win with Heads Up coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Tickets to see Gwen Stefani.
Mercedes in the morning, Friday morning, windy right now. It's supposed to taper off as the day goes on. Springing forward this weekend, we got some great prizes for you guys this morning, including coming up 1 hour from right now, your tickets to go see Rob Thomas.
Maybe some of you are planning to head out of town this weekend. If so, are you staying at family's house, friend's house, hotel, Airbnb? I just saw this story on the news last night, and I've seen several stories like it. About just how people really need to be careful about the Airbnbs that they stay at, because you may be on camera, whether you like it or not, because some of these people that are renting out their homes are putting up cameras as a way to protect their belongings, but others are putting them in other areas for not so good reasons. And they were saying that this recent one, some guy, he was, I think, in Tampa, and on a business trip, there was a woman, and she went to leave the kitchen. She sees this camera, and then she realized they're all throughout the house. She's been, you know, just walking around, and if you have your home listed as an Airbnb, you're supposed to let renters know there's cameras there.
Inside and outside. I've stayed in Airbnbs where I've plainly seen cameras on the outside.
Uh-huh.
I've not seen them on the inside unless they have secret cameras set up recording, because we do a lot of Airbnbs. Definitely seen them on the outside, but I've never seen one yet on the inside.
But what would you do if you did?
I would have faith in the Airbnb owner that they're not on. If they're out in plain sight, I would have faith that they're not on and recording me. I would just have to have trust. It also depends on the Airbnb.
Why else would they be in there, though?
Catch a burglar or something when someone's not staying there?
Oh, man.
You roll the dice when you go on an Airbnb. You really do. Because some are home runs. Other ones you get in there, you're like, it's the amazing things that people do with the pictures they take of their place. Like the angles they get.
Oh,
to
yeah.
Make it look like the living room is huge with this gorgeous view. I'm like, this is the tiniest living room ever, and that is not a view. How do they take that picture?
What's the weirdest thing? Has anyone found something really weird in an Airbnb that they've stayed in? Maybe it was a camera. Maybe it was just something so odd that you're like, what is this place? 702-364-9400. I've never stayed in one, so I can't speak to this, but I know, like you said, you stayed in a lot. What's the weirdest thing you've ever found in an Airbnb?
There was one where we went to, and it was so obvious that it was, because Airbnb, you can just put your house up and rent it out if you want to. And it was so obvious. I felt like it was, grandma was going out of town for a couple of weeks, and the grandkids were like, grandma, you should Airbnb your house. I'm like, what's that? Because we get there, and this place is filled with personal pictures. Family photos all over the place. Even in the bedroom, there's a picture of the family on the nightstand hanging up. I ended up taking some of the photos down. I hung them back up. But I'm lying there in bed at night sleeping. I'm like, grandma's looking at me. Who is that couple on the wall? That photo is staring at me. And then when you go in the fridge, you open it up.
And it's their stuff?
Butter, mayonnaise, ketchup. They clear out a little shelf for us to use. But there are eggs in there. So it's obviously someone is living there. They're out of town and decided to rent the place. And then, oh, the pillow.
I remember you talking about this.
Yeah, they had their house rules were when you're done, and like most Airbnbs, when you're done, take the sheets off the bed, throw them in the wash if you can, if not, just get them off the bed. So I remember taking the pillowcase off the pillow, and it's that old pillow that just has nothing but drool stains on it.
Oh,
like, oh!
That you were sleeping on.
Since that point on, anytime we do stay in an Airbnb, I bring my own pillow.
Oh, you bring it? Do you go and buy them
if
when
we
you're
fly
there?
Somewhere? Yeah, but I don't trust the pillow in an Airbnb.
that's just, I don't feel like it's that much different than a hotel room.
True.
In some ways, it would be maybe cleaner because it's one family versus a different person night after night after night. So I have to really think about that because in my mind, I'm like, oh, gross. I'm not staying at someone's house. I'd rather stay at a hotel. But then I stop for a second. I'm like, well, hotel, it's just like, who is this random person? Next night, random person. Next night, random person. And I suppose you could still hide a camera in a hotel room too, right?
True. And there are Airbnbs that are almost like staying in hotels. And I'm forgetting the name of it, but there's a different level of Airbnb, like Plus or something, where you know you're going in. It's no one's living there. The person just owns this or just renting it out. It has all the accommodations of a hotel. And that's, we're in Joshua Tree. We stayed at one that's like that. You walk in, it's just, you feel like you're staying in a hotel, but it's a house. There's little signs on what the remote does for each one.
Uh-huh.
And everything's laid out. You get your little check-in book explaining everything about the place. And so there's different levels of Airbnb. So, but it is a roll of the dice sometimes when you go into a town and you're walking in this place for the first time, open the door, and I'm like, oh man.
Have you ever had like a really bad experience with one? And if so, what happened? 702-364-9400. One of my girlfriends, she loves to go to Paris. She just recently went to Italy and she stays at Airbnbs there. Mm-hmm. And she shows the videos and it's unbelievable. Like, you walk in and they leave her like champagne. They leave her like cookies or, you know, croissants.
Uh-huh.
Or something. And then she'll open up the balcony and it's like, there's the Eiffel Tower. And I'm like, this looks nicer than a hotel. How do you find those places as opposed to my luck? I'd go and it'd be like, yeah, go down this Rue de Champs-Élysées and then take a left here. And then it's like some hidden little like cellar. I don't know. Like, how do you find those amazing Airbnbs where people, the owners will leave you notes and tell you where you need to go for this and that? Like, that's so cool.
Those are the plus ones. Those are the plus ones. We stayed at one where we checked in and there was actually a little fruit basket for us. Welcome. There was fresh apples off of some fruit garden that they had at their own home. Enjoy the fresh apples off of our tree. And
that is that amazing.
I'm like, that is awesome. That is so nice. But then I remember us staying in one where there was a note by the toilet saying that if it continues to run, you got to lift the top off and fix the chain on the inside.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, man, I got to do that in my own home. And now I got to do it here at the hotel or Airbnb I'm staying at.
Oh, my gosh. Brenda, did you have a weird Airbnb experience?
We did. The pictures looked amazing online. And we get to this place that we were going to. And we're circling around this old abandoned building. It had the address. And we're like, how can this be? We have a person. They're like, yeah, it's there. The keys are on the side lock box. And we're like, what? And we opened it and it was inside an old abandoned social security building. And it was funny. There was no kitchen table. It was a reception desk. The offices were turned into bedrooms. It was the weirdest experience.
Oh
ever.
My gosh. Did you stay there?
Yeah, we were like, well, now we don't know where else to stay. Like, we felt catfished for a building.
I feel like, where's the office supply room? I need some Post-its and a highlighter. Like, just walk down the hall in my pajamas. That is so bizarre.
Do you think we put Airbnb, the Mix 94.1 studios, someone would sign up to stay here?
Someone would.
Beautiful 12x12 accommodations, view of the mountains.
We've got a couch in the green room. We've got a big old fluffy thing. I don't know what that thing is.
One of those sacks, those love sacks.
Yeah, love sack.
New vending machines.
Bathroom down the hall. Snacks, Keurigs. You could manage, I'm sure.
You just can't shower, that's all.
Yeah, sorry about that. But a lot of people here don't, so don't worry.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey! Here we go.
The news you need to know. It's the Mercedes Hot 3, Mix 94.1.
And it's brought to you by Meineke, home of the 1995 oil change. Yes, an oil change for $19.95.
The fallout from HBO's new documentary, Leaving Neverland, is finding its way to Las Vegas. A CARE 2 petition is calling for Mandalay Bay to cancel its Michael Jackson 1 Cirque du Soleil show. The petition cites the allegation of child molestation against Michael Jackson over the years, and most recently in this new HBO documentary. It has about 5,000 signatures so far. What do you guys think? Do you think that it's something that needs to go? How do you navigate that whole thing? Because I'm so torn. I haven't seen the documentary yet. I plan to watch it this weekend, but you hear these stories, you hear these accusations, you hear these horrible stories, and then you have someone who musically, like you listen to growing up, and is it difficult for people? I saw someone make a post on it the other day that they're like, I am so confused. I don't know what to feel. It was one of our old coworkers who actually posted something really good. I'm trying to find it. How do you feel about the whole thing?
And there's some radio stations that are pulling their Michael Jackson songs, not playing Michael Jackson. And music is so emotional. You play an old Michael Jackson song, Billie Jean, Thriller, and you have an emotional connection to that song.
Mm-hmm.
Thriller takes me back to my childhood and certain memories, and just... I don't think you can take an emotion out of a song. Your emotional attachment to a song that you have, you cannot remove that because it's such a deep connection to a song.
I think at a certain point you can, if you find out something. Okay, let's say it's not Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. Let's say it's you love this song, and then you find out that
U2 won my favorite song of all time.
You find out that it's not U2, it's Jeffrey Dahmer who wrote that song. Do you still love that song?
Bono's still singing it, though. If I find out Bono was a mass murderer and killed all these people in this Secret Life of Bono?
Right.
Oh, okay. I see where you're going. Ah.
There's
now tainted. Now my emotion is tainted, yes.
It changes it. And the post I was talking about, it says, when the illusion of magic is shattered, it is incredibly heartbreaking. I just finished the second part of Leaving Neverland. Where do we go from here? I have no answers. I feel lost. I wish for clarity. Especially if you grew up loving Michael Jackson's artistry. And so, yeah, it's interesting. We'll see what Mandalay Bay does with this, if they take it into consideration. I wonder if ticket sales will go down because of this. And people are like, well, we're not going to go see it. And that's definitely a way for people to get that to go. So we'll keep you posted on that. Also this morning, daylight savings time starts a Sunday, meaning we spring forward an hour and we get more daylight in the evening, but we lose an hour of sleep. So here's a question. What do you prefer? When we spring forward or when we fall back and get to sleep in the next day? A new survey asked Americans this question, and slightly more people prefer when we spring forward and get more daylight. 35% said it's better. 28% prefer it when we fall back because they get to sleep in. And everyone else either wasn't sure or didn't have a preference. They also found that 54% of Americans wish we just eliminate the time change altogether. So more than half of us are now on board with that idea. When people were asked why we still do it, the five most common answers were to conserve energy, so farmers have more time to work, so people can make better use of their evening hours, because it's too complicated to stop observing it, and for economic reasons.
Which do you prefer out of the two?
Fall back. Yeah, I like getting that extra hour, definitely. What about you?
I want to say fall back, but then it's great when we first do it. But I always go back to that first night, that first Monday after we fall back, and my day is just so turned around because it's getting dark at 4:30.
Yeah.
And then to me, when it's getting dark out, if I'm just going to the gym when it's getting dark out at 4:30, 5 o'clock, my mind's saying it's dark out. What are you doing at the gym? You should be home. And that really does turn me around. Now come Sunday when I forget that 1 o'clock and I'm thinking, oh, it's only 4 o'clock in the afternoon. No, wait, it's 5 o'clock at night. I got to do so. But then it'll be light out on Monday night, so you go into the gym at 5:30 at night, 6 o'clock. You don't feel that guilty because the sun's still up.
I just wish it would go away altogether. I really, really don't like it at all. There's nothing beneficial in my world to it. Because don't we eventually somewhat catch up?
But if we didn't spring forward, so at the height of summer when it's light out until 8 o'clock something at night, it'll only be light out until 7 o'clock or something at night, correct?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Cool with that,
I'm
right?
I'm fine with that. I don't know. Maybe. Well, I'm not the only one. 54% of you agree with that one. So finally this morning, this is almost worth a last minute trip to the strip, guys. Hidden Valley Ranch is holding a bring your own bottle event on the strip for National Ranch Day this Sunday. You can show up with any type of container and they'll fill it to the brim with ranch dressing.
Any kind of container.
Any kind of container. They claim there's literally no limit to what they will fill. Wheelbarrows, bathtubs, baby pools, all fair game.
I bring a hot tub down there. They'll fill it up.
Are you going to bring a hot tub?
I'll load it up on my truck. They don't have.
If you love ranch dressing that much, I think they probably fill it.
Where are they getting their ranch dressing from?
It's
what
from
kind of container they have?
I have no idea. It's happening outside the New York Hotel and Casino for 1 hour, Sunday, 11 a.m. to noon. I love ranch dressing, but I don't love it enough
to fill up the trunk of your car.
Or even just like a mug. Like, why would I just fill up a mug? I don't know.
How long is it going to last if it's in a mug? There's no lid on it. Put some aluminum foil
right
on it. But if you get a bathtub full of ranch, how long is that tub going to last? Swimming it.
Yeah, that does not sound good. I don't know. But go for it. And if you do it, tag us in your picture
yes.
so we can repost them. I really want to see this and see what kind of containers you guys use. Or how about you get like your coworker's coffee cup and you fill it up, or get their hydro flask, fill it up, and then they go to take a difference. They think it's their water and it's a big old swig of ranch dressing. That would be the best. I'm trying to find this email here. My doctor, I had an appointment with my homeopathic doctor, and I love her because I don't have to go to a doctor's office and sit in a waiting room. It's like, what time's my appointment? It's at 1:45. So at 1:45, she'll either FaceTime me or she'll call me. And we just go over everything. Like, I've already gone and done my blood work. She's got all the results. We go over everything. And it was just a follow-up to some blood work that I did earlier in the month. And I was on the phone with her for like an hour talking to her. And it hit me. I got off the phone. I was just thinking, I just love her so much. And I realized something. I've never met her in person. Do you have like a relationship with someone and you just adore the person? You just think they are the greatest, but you've never met them in person. I think in today's day, my gosh, with all the technology we have, that happens a lot. Like I pour my heart out to this woman. We start talking about things not even related to like my health. They're just like, how's this going for you? I'm like, oh, and we're laughing and stuff. Uh-huh. I'm like, this woman knows more about me than some of my real life friends. And I've never even met her in person. Do you have someone like that? 702-364-9400.
It's almost like a doctor's appointment turned into a really nice, good therapy session.
Yeah.
Just talking about everything. It's not like Doctors on Demand, is it? Because Doctors on Demand, you do the app and you FaceTime the doctor back and forth. This is more than that, right? You're full FaceTime and you can spend an hour with her just chit-chatting back and forth?
Well, I mean, it's not like I roll the dice and get a different doctor. It's the same one.
Dr. Roulette with the Doctors on Demand.
No, it's the same lady. She's so great. And I don't know. I feel that way about some of the people I've met on Twitter. Is that weird that you think like some of your greatest friends are the ones on Twitter? I've met so many people from Twitter. And then I've met a few in real life and it was really cool. But like all my Yankees friends.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm close to so many of them, but I've never actually hung out with them. But that's weird, right? Does anyone else do that? I'm so embarrassed that I just said that out loud.
It's on social media. This was a couple weeks ago, and there was someone had posted that their dog had put their dog down. I'm like, oh, my gosh. The guy's name is Dan. I'm like, Dan had to put his dog down. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I feel so bad. I'm going to make a comment. My wife's like, who is that? I'm like, you know, I don't actually know him. He's a guy that owns a muscle car that I started following because I like his car.
Yeah.
And I just feel like he posts every majority of the time it's pictures of his car. Cool pictures. Car, 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 car. And then there's like his wife pregnant. Car, car, car. Wife holding baby. Oh, he had his baby. Car, 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 car. Dog. Oh. But I feel, oh, he's out with his buddies. But I feel like this connection to this guy, just because I've been following him on social media. I made a comment about his dog, too. I'm like, he probably reads the comment, like, who is this dude?
Did he make any comment back
to your
comment?
No comment back. And there are a couple of people, too, here in town that I follow on social media, and they make comments back, and we go back and forth, and again, have never met the person, but they say some nice things, or a nice comment, or they do a nice post, and you do a nice comment to them back.
And you feel a bond.
Yeah.
It's so interesting. 702-364-9400 is our number. You can text us at 21732. Do you have a close relationship with someone that you've never met in person? Taylor, what happened to you?
So I've got pretty much my best friend. Met him in 2007 over Xbox. We've been friends ever since. Still talk to him every day. Never met him.
Never met him in person, but he's your best friend.
My best friend, yep.
Where does he live?
So he's in Washington, and I'm in Las Vegas.
My gosh, that's kind of cool.
Have you seen each other before? Did you start talking verbally through the headset?
Yeah, so we've seen each other. We're friends on Facebook. You know, we FaceTime before. But never in person, no.
Have you ever talked about maybe, you know, him coming down here? Are you going up to Washington and meeting in person?
Yeah, we talked about it. He actually almost came down here, I think it was last year, but some things came up. He was going to come down for my wedding. He wasn't able to make it, unfortunately. That was last year. But, I mean, eventually it'll happen.
I don't know. I think that is just the coolest thing.
What if he does come down and you don't have that same chemistry face-to-face? Like, oh, man, there's awkward silence.
Do you think that's going to be the case? I mean, if they've been friends from 2007.
It's a long time.
When I first met our Yankee friends that we met on Twitter, mm-hmm. when we went to New York and we all planned a meetup, we told the concierge at our hotel, like, if we're not back in 2 hours, call the police because we don't know who these people are. We went and had the best time.
Was it longer than 2 hours and you had to call the hotel? Like, we're safe.
No,
we're safe.
It was just under 2 hours. We had so much fun. They were even better in person. Jason, something similar happened to you with the video game thing? What happened?
Yes, I was on Xbox, and about probably 7 or 8 years ago, I met this friend through my cousin, and we would talk about stuff all the time, and we just talk about our own relationships and talk about stuff that my friends don't even know, and I just got around meeting him just a couple months ago, but before then, I didn't know him for 7 years.
How was the chemistry when you met in person?
We actually worked out pretty well. We ended up being really good friends, and I still go down and see him every once in a while.
That's so cool. We're getting so many texts. I went to London to meet a group of internet friends in the Fallout Boy fandom. We've been friends for over 2 years. I ugly cried. I work at a call center, so I have that with my patients. And then this one says, I joined a forum in 2007 when I was pregnant with my first. Years later, I'm still best friends with 8 of them. Only met 3 of them in Michigan, one in Michigan and one in Nashville. I'll probably never see them, but I genuinely feel like I know them. It's so weird.
That's crazy.
Oh my gosh. I love this.
One of them or both of them is a huge Hall & Oates fan.
They
both are.
Yeah.
I had the privilege, though. We both had the privilege of talking to John Oates earlier in the week. He was a mystery guest, and that was so awesome. John Oates was on the famous song We Are the World, which was released in 1985, on March 7th, 1985. So the Oh Wow Wheel this week is based on artists that were featured on We Are the World.
So their solo project or group project or whatever, that's
anything,
what we're
yeah.
going with.
You gave Jen your song?
Yep, I sure did.
All right, we're spinning the Oh Wow Wheel coming up at right around 8:15.
We'd never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's do this.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Taylor Swift's stalker is at it again. Roger Alvarado was arrested this week after breaking into Swift's Manhattan apartment. It was the second time he broke into her building in less than a year. Now, according to reports, Alvarado got into her home by climbing a ladder in the back of the building and then smashing a patio door with a concrete block. When police arrived, they found that he had ransacked the place. Now, Swift already has an order of protection taken out against this guy, who last month was sentenced to 6 months probation for breaking into the home last April.
That's really scary. How have we not been able to stop this guy here?
I know. We just talked about it, how Taylor revealed that she worries about her own personal safety, and she carries around stuff called quick clot, which is an army-grade bandage dressing, which is for gunshot or stab wounds. She carries that around with her, in her purse.
Imagine living your life that way. That's got to be a whole lot of fun.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez.
Horrifying. The Jonas Brothers, they're back together and recently released their new single, Sucker. Actually, load it up here 1 second.
That song is so catchy. It gets stuck in my head almost as much as Orange Vanilla Coke.
Oh, that commercial's now in my head.
I always get that song stuck in my head.
Here's Jonas Brothers' Sucker.
I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you.
Fans love it, but there is one group that takes issue with it, and that's Portugal the Man.
It does sound like it.
They feel it sounds a lot like their hit single, Feel It Still. The band actually tweeted, to be fair, the chorus of Feel It Still sounds very similar to Please Mr. Postman by the Marvelettes, which
Please, Mr. Postman. Yeah. You copied first, well, then they copied second.
They say, we respectfully cleared and thanked them for every chance we got, as one does at Jonas Brothers.
Oh, gosh.
And we actually, I guess there's other parts of the song that sound very familiar, so hold on.
We go together.
Jonas Brothers.
Birds of a feather, you and me. We change the weather. Yeah. I'm feeling heat in December when you come.
I see the similarities. Yeah, they're very similar. I don't think it was a direct ripoff. Did you hear the latest hit that's going to be number one just on all the charts?
From Jonas Brothers, a whole new artist?
It's a whole new artist. It's actually, unfortunately, it's R. Kelly.
He's got a song out?
Did you hear the R. Kelly interview remix?
No, you got it for us?
Yeah.
World premiere exclusive.
R. Kelly sat down with Gayle King and they had a conversation and... there's now a remix of that interview, and it's quite catchy.
You got you to play it?
Oh, I don't have it. It should be in the computer.
Oh, it's in the computer?
Yeah.
Today's
stuff.
One second. Okay, gotcha. I thought you had it there.
Hold on a second. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, it's...
Totally fine.
Ra-da-da.
Ready? Oh, yeah, here we go.
This ain't a lot about music. I'm trying to have a relationship with my kids, and I can't do it. Y'all just don't want to believe the truth. You don't want to believe it.
At this point, we briefly pause the interview to give Kelly a moment.
Catchy.
Yeah. Is Gayle King in the video just sitting there?
Unfazed.
Unfazed Gayle King. I got the most glorious text last night. Yesterday afternoon, actually.
What was it?
The text was from my wife, and it read, Garcon pooped.
Who's Garcon?
Garcon is my wife's horse, and he pooped. And it's a message that I got. It made me so happy, so excited.
Garcon. Why was that so glorious?
Because Garcon, my wife's horse, was colicking yesterday morning.
Is Garcon a new horse? I thought it was a different name.
My wife's got two horses.
Oh, okay. Yes. What's the other one's name?
Contact.
Contact. Okay.
Contact is horse one. Garcon is the latest horse she got.
So Garcon was not pooping. Contact was pooping.
Yeah, Contact was pooping
away.
Okay,
good. Okay. I just want to get that straight.
Garcon was not. So we get this message. You know, at one point with that staff meeting, I got up and took a call and left because my wife's horse was colicking. And I'm not a vet. I'm not a horse expert. But horses cannot vomit. So it's very important that a horse poops. And if a horse is not pooping, then something is going on in the stomach. There's some kind of buildup going on. And if that's not corrected and fixed and get the horse pooping, there's going to be an issue and the stomach could explode. And actually, a year ago, April, my wife had to put down a horse because colic got really bad. And it was a horrible experience. So we get the news that her horse, Garcon, starting to colic. The vet is there. He's telling me what he's doing. He's giving him oils. He's walking him, doing all this stuff.
You can't give him like a laxative. That's like too harsh on there. I'm not even trying to be funny. I have no idea how it works.
What's the with some of the fiber pills?
X-lax or something? You can't do that with a horse?
That's what the oil is. Yeah, the vet was telling me. They put oil. They give him oils to loosen things up. And then once you put all that stuff in him, you get him up and you just start walking them around to get things moving. And he was walking around. He wasn't pooping. It's like, oh no, please. And then finally things started moving and he took care of business. And so my wife sent me the text message saying, hey, Garcon pooped. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Don't you wish you could communicate with the animals? Like, I know we can communicate through touch and through looks and through inflection and voice, but don't you wish that you could actually talk with the animal to say, like, what is bothering you? Where you don't have to wait for the poop, or, you know, where you could say, how are you feeling now? Is it getting better? Is it getting worse? Like, I saw this thing on Twitter, and they asked what's the one sentence you would communicate to your pet if it were possible? If you could just communicate one sentence where they understood fully what you were saying, what would that one sentence be? And the lady who asked it, she gave an example with her cat, who's a former stray cat, and it's come very far, but still gets very anxious. And she said that if she could communicate one sentence to that cat, she would say, I would never do anything to hurt you. You are safe. Like, that's all she wants to let that cat know, so that it's not anxious anymore.
Oh, this is good.
So what would be that one sentence that you really wish you could communicate to your pet? 702-364-9400. Text us at 21732. One said mine would be, Sophia, please stop going to the bathroom under the piano. That would be the one sentence. This one is, these right here are called boobs, and I would encourage you to consider this whole area a no-stomp zone. That's painful, yeah. And I love you as much as I love anything in this world, but please, for the love of God, don't bite the baby. That's another one.
Oh, that's
one.
A good thing to...
What would you communicate?
You know what? If I had one question for the horse and the dogs, I would go to Zoe, and I would ask Zoe if she's angry or just overly happy. Are you happy or angry? Because we'll be walking Zoe, and another dog will be coming down, and she'll be, and get all fired up, and you look at her like, calm down. Like, she's about to fight, but then when she gets up to the dog, it seems like it's happiness.
Oh, so you just want to clarify her emotions.
Same with if she loves kids, but if she's near a kid, she'll go running up. So, and the kids get terrified, but then she gets to them and she's just like, so I want to know, are you mad or are you just overly excited? I just want to know the difference. What's going on with you, kid?
Okay, that's the one sentence you would communicate to your dog. Olivia, you have a dog too?
Yeah, I have a Chihuahua. He's really cute. I love him. And I would tell him I love him, but then he would be followed by, please stop being in the house.
Oh, yeah. Just please, if there's anything that you do, just stop peeing in the house. Doesn't your Chihuahua, doesn't she get a little excited too?
Yeah, she does. She'll, and we can't catch her doing it. She'll, she's house trained. I would say 90% of the time she goes outside, but man, we keep zero res in business. I tell you that much.
This text here says, Mango, please stop biting. That's the sentence from them. This one says, I would tell my pet dogs, guys, I'm so sorry for locking you in the house and leaving you alone every day, but at least I come home and feed you at night. Hopefully this is an okay arrangement for you all. This one says, we have ferrets who are litter trained, but some of the time they ignore the clean litter box for a random corner in my house. I would ask all three of them to please use the litter box. That's from Rebecca. And this one is from Katie, says, if I move you off my lap when you've just gotten comfy, it's because I really need to pee, not because I don't want you there. Let them know, because they're probably like, oh, man, she don't want me here.
I want you to return right back to that spot, too. I'm just going to the bathroom.
Yes.
What would you ask Max or Molly if you could back when they were with us?
Let's see. What would I say? I think I would say something like, your crying at 5 o'clock is not going to make me get up and get your food any faster. So you could just kind of relax, because you'll get it. Don't worry.
All right.
You can afford to skip a meal or two, Molly. You're putting on some LBs lately, and I've noticed.
It's bathing suit season, Molly. Come on.
I know. Summer bodies are made in winter.
First, more reaction to our top story. Breaking news this morning.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3, Mix 94.1.
All right. Sorry.
Brought to you by Meineke, home of the 1995 oil change. Yes, $19.95 for an oil change.
Okay, so a portion of Star Wars Land at Disneyland is opening in May. This is exciting. Disney head honcho Bob Iger made the announcement yesterday, saying people at the Southern California park will be able to take the controls of the most famous ship in the galaxy aboard the Millennium Falcon and try some amazing galactic food and beverages. He went on to say that Phase 2 of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge will open later this year, and fans will need to
make a no-cost reservation to access that portion of the park. But Galaxy's Edge will open May 31st. So I got to imagine that's going to be quite the spectacle. And if you love Disney as much as we love Disney, make sure you're listening next week, because we're going to be giving away tickets to Disneyland. That's very exciting.
This looks so cool. Walk around the Millennium Falcon, eat food and drink. What's Star Wars food? Do they have like a cantina?
Yeah,
out of Star Wars there?
I think they are. I don't know what kind of food. They always, there's an Instagram account I follow, and this girl, she goes and she eats everything in Disneyland. Like, and she posts pictures of all the things that I didn't even know they had.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's like, you can only get this in this area at this restaurant and ask for this. And this is a limited time thing. And I just look at these pictures. I'm like, I had no idea. So when we, last time we were there over the holidays, I literally was going, I'm like, okay, well, this girl, she says that we should go to, you know, Adventureland to try this. So we'd go there and be like, do you have this? They're like, yeah, of course. It's just, I didn't even know they had it. It's like a secret. There's a secret society of Disneyland food.
Oh, yeah. But is there food, specific food to Star Wars that they're eating in Star Wars? Like,
no.
We don't see, like, Princess Leia and Luke sit down and have dinner together.
They don't literally, like, have hamburgers or anything.
What did Lando Calrissian, was he serving at that big meal they walked in where Darth Vader showed up and Empire Strikes Back?
Ooh, I don't know.
That was quite I remember that being quite the feast setup. But what were they going to eat?
They'll probably make, like, galactic churros or something like that. Like, there's something there. Like, she posted a picture yesterday of this churro. Do you know what kind of churro this is?
No.
It's a banana pudding churro. She says it's got a vanilla wafer coating and the banana pudding dip. This is only available at the New Orleans Square churro cart near the Haunted Mansion. Like, she has best ideas on where to go eat.
How many likes is she getting on something like that?
Let's see. That got 5,669 likes.
A churro in Disneyland.
And my daughter is one of them. You know how you can see people? I'm like, my daughter liked that one. Yeah, she's it's Disney hungry if you're looking for a thing. Like, look at that. Look at that. What is that? That's a funnel cake from, it's a sizzling hot funnel cake. It's got hot Cheetos on it.
Now, do you think this is a secret Disney account, or this is she's just going to Disneyland every day, or is she going in once a month and getting all these photos?
I think she's a blogger, and I think she gets invited to all the stuff.
To all the tastings.
Because she has so many followers and stuff. Like, she has just everything. Like, all these things, I didn't even know that they were meals at Disney. Look at those beignets. Like,
is that her thing where her shoes is in every photo? I see her shoes.
Butterscotch beignets. That's all I was looking at the whole time.
What's the next
one, pizza? Someone wants to make a comment about the food at Star Wars Disney. Hi, Dan.
Hi. Just wanted to say, in A New Hope, they have blue milk. Luke Skywalker drinks blue milk, which is pretty famous, and that's supposed to be made available inside Star Wars Land when it opens.
Oh, when he's on the hill and he's drinking that weird blue milk?
When he's at his aunt and uncle's house on Tatooine.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he drinks blue milk.
What about when he's on the newer ones where we see him and he's in seclusion? And doesn't he drink some weird milk that comes from an animal?
Available too.
Yeah, it was like, I was grossed out. I was like, oh, that looks disgusting.
That milk's expired.
Yeah,
put it down, Luke.
I'm not ordering that. All right. Also this morning. A recent survey looked at the most common serious lies that we tell in relationships. Just over 1 in 4 people admit they do keep secrets from their significant other. And a lot of those secrets are fairly minor, but 5% say they're currently holding on to at least one huge secret that could rock their relationship. So that's a solid 1 in 20 people. Anyone willing to admit they're holding on to one of those? What is it? Men are almost twice as likely to lie about cheating. Women are far more likely to lie about how much debt they have. And the top 5 serious things that men will lie about: where they are, flirting with other people, having an affair, their shopping habits, and what they want in the bedroom. Now, the top 5 things that women lie about are their shopping habits, where they are, their flirtations, their debt, and having an affair.
Is there anything that Matt could tell you if he had some big secret that would rock your world that you would not be able to handle?
Well, the affair thing.
The affair thing would be the one.
Yeah,
if he said it was right when we first got married, it was a one-time thing. never happened again, but I've been holding this for all these years. And look at this amazing life you two have built. Would that be a deal breaker?
I can't say. I don't know. I mean, I would like to hope that that would be something we could work through. But at the same time, that would totally just take all the trust I've ever had and throw it out the window. And how can you be in a relationship with someone if you don't trust them? You know, I'd like to think that I could, but I don't know. Why could you? If you found
the
that
same
out
thing.
After the fact?
Same thing. But if she says it happened, it was a one-night thing that happened the week we came back from our honeymoon. 11 years ago.
Wow, like right after the honeymoon?
That
like
would stay
that,
right.
Yeah. That would actually
the honeymoon
burn
was not
more
good
than
enough.
Anything. Like that would, I would prefer recent than right after the honeymoon. That's like.
My wife is like, remember when he got really drunk and he passed out in our bed on our wedding night? Well, I went down the hall.
Oh
and,
my gosh.
You know.
I can forgive you. I was pretty drunk. finally, this morning, does the inside of your car smell like fast food? Well, now your whole house can too. A company in Australia is selling a new scented candle that supposedly smells exactly like McDonald's cheeseburgers. It's called the Maccas Run candle because Australians call McDonald's Maccas for short. They say it smells like a combination of beef, onions, pickles, ketchup, mustard, and cheese. And they're on sale right now at graylines.com.au for about $20 plus shipping. Each candle has roughly 30 hours of burn time. I don't know. What do you think about savory scented candles? We love candles that smell like apple pie and donuts and sweet things or like fruits. But what about a candle that smells like lasagna or beef stew? Do you want a savory scented candle?
I would not. And here's why. Because you ever go outside and you smell so your neighbor cooking steak on the barbecue?
I actually like that smell.
So do I. You're like, oh, someone's doing some barbecue. Well, I love that smell when I'm outside. Problem was, last week when we had that warm day last week, I had my windows open. We went out. Someone was barbecuing in the neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
That smoky barbecue smell came in through our windows and took over our home. So you get home, you're like, oh, wow, someone's cooking some steak. It smells great. And you go inside. Oh, my gosh, my windows are open. The whole house smells like that. And at first, it's kind of nice. But then when it's in your living room and in your bedroom,
you can't get rid of that.
No, that's the thing.
I opened up the windows to let fresh air in because my daughter's room smelled so bad. Both of them, I walked in. I'm like, oh, my God, it stinks in here. So I opened up all the windows and so that afternoon, it smelled so nice and fresh. And I was like, oh, I got the smell out. And then, like, that morning, it smelled again. Like,
is it just teen musk?
I don't know, man. It stinks. It's like, oh, I can't even describe
it. It's teen.
It.
It's just that teen odor. It's sitting right there.
I'd rather smell steak.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's LYST. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I've got a buddy of mine that's kind of in a situation with a new girl that he is dating. Is it wrong to text on a date? If you're on a date and you go to the bathroom and you come back and you realize the person you're on a date with was texting, would you be upset? Does it depend on who they were texting? Does it depend on what they were texting about? All these layers to my buddy's situation. So my buddy is seeing this girl, and they were up in Napa, and they were at a winery where he visited before with a couple of friends of ours that are married. They weren't there before. So my buddy brings this girl up there, and she goes to the bathroom, and he takes a picture of a bottle of rosé and sends it to my buddy's wife, who is his friend, just to say, hey, look, our favorite winery now has a rosé, and sends it to her. She comes back. And she gets very upset over the fact that, one, he's texting on a date. Two, he's texting another woman. And three, he's texting about wine. Because she said that wine is considered romantic. And she got very upset with that whole situation. Would you be upset if you're in that situation? You're on a date. You're seeing a guy for a couple of weeks. You guys go for a weekend getaway to Napa. You're at a winery. You're tasting wine. You go to the bathroom, and you come back, and the guy you're with was texting a woman who is married to one of your best friends about a wine that he's excited about.
It sounds like he's friends with her, too?
Yes. I don't want to say that it's our buddy's wife, because they're of equals. He's equally as friendly with her as he is with the husband.
So he texted a female friend?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So if I'm on a date with a guy, I go to the bathroom, he comes back, he texted a bottle of wine to a female friend of his, someone he's been friends with for a long time. I think I would want to clarify that, you know, she's a female friend and nothing more. Or, you know, it wasn't like an ex or anything. And once that was clarified, I think I'd be fine with it. I don't think I'd have an issue with it.
Is texting on a date the bad thing to do? Is that a dating no-no? 702-364-9400. And apparently, she didn't get upset about it when this all went down.
It was after
the fact, after they got back. She brought up, she wasn't acting right, and what's going on? And she kind of finally came out and said that this really, really bothered her. Because she says that wine is romantic. And she said to him, how would you feel if I have plenty of male friends that I could text about wine to? How would you feel if I was texting to them, I'm at a wine tasting, thinking of you? And he's like, I'm not, it's a friend of mine, a female friend who is married. You've met her before. There's nothing there. I was just excited about this bottle of wine that it's our favorite winemaker. Now it's a rosé. We're at this wine. I was texting them. I wasn't like flirtatious. I was just texting them to say, hey, check it out. It's a bottle of rosé. They have it here.
I have like the wines I'm associated with, and I'll have people sending me pictures all the time if they're out and they get a bottle of my favorite wine. They're like, drinking your wine tonight. I'm like, guys and girls. Mm-hmm. I don't think that wine is a romantic topic. I think maybe she's a little too, was the relationship new at that point?
Yes.
That's why she was just a little insecure about it. I'm trying to give her the benefit of the doubt.
They've been dating for, I'd say, maybe about a month and a half. It's moving fast. Obviously, they had a trip to Napa together. But she met this girl, though. She's met this couple that he was texting.
Well, let's be honest. That doesn't always matter. I mean, you can meet people that do. But in this case, obviously, it's not an issue. What do you think? First of all, texting during a date, is that an issue? I don't think it's an issue if you're going to the bathroom. What are you going to do? Just sit there with your arms crossed and look up to the sky? Like, I might text return a text. I'm not going to just randomly text someone like, hey, how are you? But if you're like, drinking this wine, I was thinking of you because it's the wine you like.
And he wasn't being secretive about it either. She came back and he's like, he showed them and stuff.
Oh, man. We had a call and I hung up on it. Sorry about that. 702-364-9400 is our number. What do you think about that? Is this a warning sign? If she's going to get upset about you texting a female friend, then is that a sign of more to come? Just got a text here that said, crazy new girl, run. Do you agree with this? Let's talk to John. John, what do you think?
I think that there's some issues with communication going on there. If she had an expectation for a boundary of not using phones during the meal or during the wine tasting, that's kind of on her to communicate.
Yeah, do you feel like phones should just be completely off limits during a date, even if you're in the bathroom?
I don't. Because the same thing, you're sitting at a winery, you have a couple glasses of wine, and you're feeling good, having a good time. She goes to the bathroom, like, all right.
Now what do I do?
It's not like they were sitting there, and they poured the bottle of wine, and they're eating, like, oh, this is such a wonderful weekend. Hold on 1 second, let me text this bottle to my friend.
Sharon, I'm thinking.
Sharon, yes, it was. She got up, and she left, and she went to the bathroom. Yeah, I don't know if it's a sign, or, yeah, maybe she's just a little insecure, and he just needs to reassure her. Like, listen, yes, it's... I have a lot of friends. If we're going to continue to date, I share my experiences with the friends while I'm doing them.
Lori says, rude. Unless there's an emergency or if you want out of the date, the phone shouldn't even be out. But I'm old school. What do I know? Melissa says, he could have taken the pic and sent it after the date, man or woman. I probably wouldn't have texted on the date unless it was the babysitter. And then Sherry says, I will look at my phone if someone texts me to see if it's important, but I will not text back unless it is. It is very rude and shows the person you're with that they're not as important. So is he still with this girl?
Yeah, they're it's long distance right now, and they're taking a couple days of a break. And she said to him, "We need to take a couple days to cool off." And he reminded her, "Like, well, that's fine, but I just as a heads up, we weren't planning on seeing each other for like 2 weeks because of our travel schedules."
So we need a break, and then we can go out of town, and then we need another break.
Yeah,
and
just, I don't know. I'll keep you updated on it. Yeah. It's just an interesting thing to get. It's kind of shocking that she got bent out of shape over.
Maybe she just is having a day. You know?
And we've all had that too, yeah, right? That we overreact over something, and
yeah.
then you get in so deep and you just want to, you can't get out of it. Yeah.
I'm trying to give her the benefit of the doubt. I really don't think someone would go that crazy over that, but who knows?
There's a second layer to this that I'll share with you off the air. Maybe you can tell me if I can share it on the air at some point.
Okay,
so.
Okay.
So I went with the Pointer Sisters. Let's see here. Jen, if the wheel would have landed on you, what do you got?
Paul Simon, Me and Julio. Down by the schoolyard.
Where's Jen right here?
See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
I have completely determined your music stylings. You're very much like a 70s, 80s girl musically, aren't you?
I'm a 90s grunge girl.
Really?
But I love the 70s
vibe. You always pick like a 70s, 80s vibe.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Those were the records my mom had.
Oh, okay.
You know?
I like it. No, I like it.
Paul Simon was there.
I forgot he was on We Are the World. I went with an 80s staple, first with a group, then on his own, Steve Perry.
Oh, yeah. I want to show you something. This is my notepad this morning. I was writing down songs that I liked.
Yeah?
That's Pointer for Pointer Sisters. Right underneath it, Oh Sherry.
I did the same thing you did. I went to Wikipedia and I looked at all those and I saw the Pointer Sisters. I was like, well, yeah, I think I'll go with Steve Perry. So lots to choose from there. I thought for sure you would pick Cyndi Lauper, though. I really did.
Oh, I wanted to, but I figured I'd done her so many times that I'd give Cyndi a break. And then just Bruce Springsteen, Hall & Oates. Huey Lewis in the news.
That's a good category. Definitely one we can go back to at some point. That's fun.
All right, time to win right now. Your tickets to go see Gwen Stefani, caller 20, at 702-364-9400. That's you. You're playing Heads Up.
Okay, we have one category left since it's Friday. The category, I'll tell you, is cheer. And you get to pick your partner. So if you get 6 in 60 seconds, you win. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400. Hey, Ashley.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Doing well. You're caller 20.
Woo! Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. We want to make you a winner this morning. It's Friday. Perfect way to end the work week. Your category is cheer. So National Cheerleading Week was this past week, and these are all things that are associated with cheerleading, okay?
Okay.
Who do you want to pick as your partner?
I'll take you, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, you guys. 60 seconds on the clock. Very simple, Ashley. You get 6 correct. You're going to go see Gwen Stefani. You guys start. Now,
when you make one leg go one way and the other go the other way, you do the
pass.
Okay, this is what they wear. It is their cheerleading
leotard costume.
No, I like a man in
uniform.
Yes, this is what they shake. They
pom-pom.
Yes, this is where they cheer. They go to a
competition.
What?
Competition?
No, like I'm going to the football
stadium.
But what are they doing? They're playing
an event.
Oh, okay. This is when they do a handspring. What is that called?
A backflip?
Yes. This is when their cheers are also called these. You might.
Champs?
Yes.
10 seconds.
This is if you're you're playing on a football
field.
No, the whole group of guys is called the what?
Of a team.
Yes. This is an orange ball.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, we got 5. No way.
All right.
Ashley, okay, the first one right off the bat, we passed. If you make your leg go one way and the other leg go the other way, you're doing the.
Oh, the split?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, not now.
And then the other one that we really got hung up on, it was a game, like going to a football game.
Okay.
I am so sorry, Ashley.
Thanks, guys. Have a great morning.
You too. Oh, this is not a good way for her to kick off her morning. I'm so sorry.
The latest news updates happen now. It's the Mercedes Hot 3 Mix 94.1.
And it's brought to you by Meineke, home of the 1995 oil change. An oil change for $19.95.
Now, this weekend, don't forget, you should all spring forward, turning the clock 1 hour ahead
for daylight saving time. It can be difficult for a lot of people. They're saying that if there's any way you can start a little early and get your sleep on track starting today, that's a great idea. In fact, sleep specialists say you can catch up on the 1 hour just by taking short naps starting today.
All right.
Yeah, he says also spending more time being exposed to daylight will really help you adjust to the time change, because it helps adjust your awake and your sleep cycle. And also just getting enough sleep is critical in the first place. So again, I don't know if we all have that luxury of just taking these random naps that we, when we want to, but if you do, take advantage of it, that's for sure.
Do you do adjustments early? Like, we change the clock tomorrow, late afternoon, maybe 5 o'clock, flip it to 6 and just get your mind thinking an hour ahead?
Yes, I definitely do that. I always do it, not even before I go to bed. I do it while I'm still awake on Saturday night, and then that way I feel like I get adjusted on that Sunday. I don't feel like it carries over on the Monday. Sunday's a little weird for me because, you know, it's 5 o'clock and it's still light mm-hmm. out and you're so confused. But I just don't like the whole idea of doing the time change. It's such a hassle. Let's just keep them at one time and we don't have to worry about it anymore.
Circle back and have this conversation again in the fall.
Exactly. I feel like we say the same things every year. So let's just move on, shall we? Also this morning. So do you still carry cash around? And would it change your life at all if you couldn't pay with cash anymore? Philadelphia just passed a new law this week that says stores have to keep accepting cash. If they don't, they could be fined up to $2,000. Massachusetts already has a new law on the books that outlaws cashless stores, but Philadelphia is the first city to do it. So will more cities follow suit? People who support the new law claim that going cashless discriminates against older and lower income Americans because they're less likely to have debit cards and things like Apple Pay. But it's also causing headaches for some retailers, including Amazon, because their new Amazon Go stores are all cashless.
You always have cash on you. It seems that way, or just...
No, I don't. Really? I usually don't have cash on me. I hardly ever have cash.
Okay, anytime I have to give cash to, if Jocelyn or Jen is doing something to go pick something up for the show, I never have cash on me to give them money.
It's hit or miss with me. The one thing I pay a lot. Whenever I pay my friends money, I use Venmo a mm-hmm. lot. Like, that's my thing. But there's one thing I noticed. Someone I get a service from, and I used to just give a card to, and she asked me recently, do you have Venmo? And I was like, oh, yeah, I do. And she's like, can you just start paying me from Venmo? Because the credit cards charge me. And I was like, oh, sure. So I started paying her through Venmo. But now I'm getting charged on my credit card paying her through Venmo. Like, the Venmo has a fee if you're paying someone.
There's a Venmo fee?
Yeah.
Is it if you're using a credit card or debit card? My wife is nothing but Venmo. I don't use Venmo. I see her Venmo charges all the time. I never see it. Is there a fee that's tacked onto the total amount?
Yeah, it's like a percentage fee.
No, really?
Maybe it's different if you use a credit card versus a debit card. But
can you link Venmo directly to your bank?
You can, but I don't like doing that.
I think that's how my wife has it set up.
Oh, maybe that's...
So maybe that's why there's no fee?
Yeah, just so now I get
that you get the
charged
percentage fee,
more.
Yeah.
So I was. Is it rude to ask, hey, will you lower your price a little bit
mm-hmm.
so it covers that fee? Because when it's all said and done, now you're not paying the fee on your end anymore. So it's like a wash, right?
Just using this as a number, but let's say that this charge is $100. You're now Venmoing her, and you're getting dinged for $105 because of the charge. You would rather pay her $95. Right?
Right.
And then cover the $5 charge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a 1% fee. I just looked.
No, it is? Okay.
Yeah.
But if you're doing Venmo for everything, 1% is going to start to add up.
It is. Marnie says it's not that much. Hi, Marnie. What's up?
I was saying that it's 25 cents if you want your money automatically. You want it within minutes. But if you want it for a longer period of, you know, if you can wait a day, then you don't have to pay that fee.
Okay, yeah, I just see that. I just saw that. Instant, it's a 1% fee. Minimum of 25 cents, maximum of $10. And then standard, no fee. So I wonder if she'll take that.
Interesting.
Yeah, she just reversed those charges and put it back on you.
Yeah. I was just like, wait a second, now I'm paying more than I was before. It doesn't make any sense. So.
There are some cash only places here in town. There's a delicious donut shop here in town that's cash only.
I like that. Like, give us the greens. That's all we want.
We're open until the donuts run out, and we want cash only, baby.
But then they don't have to worry about dealing with all this, these extra fees and all of that. So, all right, finally this morning, this is so cool. If you've ever tried to get a teenager up for school, you're going to appreciate this story. There's a woman in Parsippany, New Jersey, who's been on dialysis for a while. And if she doesn't go in for regular treatments, she could die. Well, one of her neighbors has been shoveling her driveway all winter to make sure that she can get her car out. But he's a paramedic, and he had to go to work during the last big snowstorm. So his little brother stepped in to help instead. Now, his name is Patrick Lanigan, and he's a high school senior. And he offered to wake up before school and shovel the driveway. But he knew it was going to take a while. So he was really smart about it. And he asked his friends for help. Four of them ended up sleeping over at his house that night. Then they all got up at 4:30 in the morning and knocked it out in about 30 minutes. They were hoping school might get canceled that day so they could just go back to bed, but no luck. Most of them didn't sleep much but they were all happy to help. Patrick's dad was so proud of them. He posted some photos on Twitter. Now they're all going viral, but just the fact that they all got together, wanted to make sure that she could get to her dialysis appointment. So they got up at 4:30 in the morning to do that. That's pretty awesome.
Those are good kids. Terrible's Secret Sound. The jackpot is up to $244.
I was just looking at tomorrow is the Walk for Wishes for Make-A-Wish. I was just looking at our team, and some more people have donated to our team.
Nice.
And some more people have joined Team Mix, and you still have time. You get a free limited edition t-shirt while supplies last. Jessica Campos from Moon Campos. Thank you guys. Marie Green, Marissa Green, Charity Pack, Kara Wilcox, we are so grateful for you guys. And if you want to join, you still have time. Just go to our website, mix941.fm. Laura Mazzola de Jesus, Anonymous, Haley Pierce, Amaya de Jesus. Oh, my gosh. Jordan de Jesus.
De Jesus is on fire.
That's
this is like five bucks
each. That is awesome. We will take it. Thank you guys so much. I'm so excited.
Do it now, too, because those T-shirts, we don't get T-shirts that often.
No.
And when we do, they're really cool. And people say, where'd you get that? I'm like, we don't have any extras. They're all handed out and stuff. So
they're really cool this year. I can't wait to show them. So it's 8:52. I have to tell you something so funny. Do you have a way that you remember something, like my daughter was studying for a huge geometry test the other day, and she was freaking out. And I said, do you remember Sakatoa? Do you remember Sakatoa?
Sakatoa?
Sakatoa.
Sakatumi Sakatoa? Who's Sakatoa?
From like geometry, or it was a trigonometry. Sakatoa, it was like the way that you remembered the trigonometric function. So there was sine, cosine, and tangent, and sine equals opposite over. Do you remember all of that?
Teach me about Sakatoa.
Okay. So sine was opposite over sine opposite over hypotenuse. Ka was cosine adjacent over hypotenuse. Toa was tangent. Tangent equals opposite over adjacent, the angles. Do you remember that?
Nope.
Okay. There's stuff you remember, right?
Sure, absolutely.
Like Roy G. Biv.
Oh, yes. now we're talking my level here. Come on now.
Well, no. I mean, she's advanced. I don't know how I remember that one. But do you have like little tricks that you use to remember things you learned in school? 702-364-9400. Last night, she was studying for English, and she's got this big Shakespeare test coming up. And she's like, I got a review. So I got a review on, the way Shakespeare writes, on, what kind of language he uses, and just the story of Romeo and Juliet on its own. And I was like, all right, well, I'm going to leave you alone. Study. So I leave, but I hear her studying in the other room. But it's like a man is telling the story of Romeo and Juliet in like a modern way. So I walk in there, and she's on YouTube. I'm like, what is this? And she's like, it's Thug Notes.
Thug Notes?
Thug Notes. I'm like, what is Thug Notes? And she's like, this guy is awesome. He goes over the stories, explains how they're written, explains symbolism. He's amazing. So I started watching Thug Notes with her on Romeo and Juliet. And it is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. The greatest thing. Do you want to hear some Thug Notes?
Yes.
Okay, check this out. This is, I don't know who this guy is, but he deserves an award. This, Thug Notes, just, this is the opening. This is what I heard. Here you go.
Yo, what it do? This week on Thug Notes, we're getting love struck with Romeo and Juliet by William Shakespeare. Up in the swanky part of Verona, two families called the Montagues and the Capulets been beefing since forever.
I'm engaged now.
They've been beefing since forever.
Give me more, though. Yeah, more?
Yeah, this is when they're talking about when they started to get in a fight. The
after dodging all our war in the streets, Big Daddy Montague and his boo Lady Montague start talking about their emo son Romeo, who got it bad for some fox Rosaline. But Rosaline ain't feeling it. And now Romeo moping around like he done lost his... So Romeo's homeos, Benvolio and Mercutio, try to get his mind off that by crashing a party over at the Capulet's crib.
Now, we've leaped out some curse words there.
It wasn't a curse word. I told her to bleep it out.
Just to be safe because of radio?
Yeah, I don't know. It was this, that he lost his...
Oh, yeah, I mean...
his berries
there. Totally fine.
This one is about when they actually... killed themselves, spoiler alert, with Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo straight flips. So he rolls up to Juliet's crib, peeps her laying stiff, and throws back some poison. When Juliet wakes up and sees his dead body, she gets all crunk, grabs a knife, and kills herself. Teenagers, man, damn.
He is the greatest ever. I love him. I'll play a little more here in a second, but let's talk to Chaz. Chaz, do you have a way of remembering something that you learned in school?
Yes, I'm in dental school. We're learning the cranial nerves. There's 12 of them. And so here's the mnemonic. I'll give you the clean version.
Okay.
O-O-O, to touch and feel very good velvet. Ah, heaven.
Oh, to touch and feel very good velvet. And then what's the end of it?
Ah, heaven.
Ah, heaven. So what is the first three nerves, the O-O-O's?
O-O-O. So you've got the olfactory, the optic nerve, and let's see, I'm trying to remember the other one. Oculomotor.
What's velvet? What nerve is that?
Velvet, that's the vagus nerve.
Wow, look at you, Chaz, learning your nerves and stuff. That's so cool. Let's talk to Debbie. Debbie, do you have a way to remember something you learned in school?
I do, but compared to Chaz, it's very elementary. It's Holmes for the Five Great Lakes.
Oh, that's right. I remember that one, Holmes. Huron,
Ontario, Michigan, Erie, and Superior.
I like that one. There's nothing wrong with that. It's still on the level of Roy G. Biz.
Can you give us one more Thug Notes?
Yeah, let's. I think this is towards the end of his. If you want to see it, we can post a link to Thug Notes. He has it for everything, not just Romeo and Juliet. Like everything in English. It's awesome.
Just look at all these ridiculous coincidences. That letter don't find Romeo. The friar too late in stopping them. I could go on playing. So when the prologue saying that these kids be star-crossed, maybe it's because the heavens got it in for these fools. But maybe it ain't fate so much as it is kids acting like stupid little s***.
I love
he told it like it is.
It is the way to learn.
Friday Rewind, right after Maroon 5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Terrible Secret Sound with Mercedes in the Morning. Mix 94.1.
Okay, the Terrible Secret Sound jackpot is at $244. We made it a pact that we would start offering clues once we went over $200. So, we gave one yesterday. No one was able to answer it. Well, caller 20 wasn't able to answer it. But now we will try again with a new clue, okay? First, if you've missed it,
Here is the terrible secret sound. Got it? Here is your clue. If it's yellow, let it mellow. Caller 20 takes a guess. 702-364-9400.
And we are back into the Friday Rewind. This is for Devin. It's Dead or Alive, Brand New Lover, Mix 94.1.
It's time for Terrible Secret Sound with Mercedes in the Morning, Mix 94.1.
Hey, Louise.
Hello.
You're caller 20.
Woo! All right.
All right. You get to take a guess at the Terrible Secret Sound. Jackpot is at $244. We're going to play this sound for you one more time before you lock in your answer and remind you that today's clue was if it's yellow, let it mellow, okay?
Okay.
Now, does that help you?
No, that threw me off. I thought I knew what it was.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll take another listen. Maybe it'll get you back on track. One more time. Here is the terrible secret sound. Okay, Louise, for $244, courtesy of Terrible Herbst, what is the secret sound?
Okay, like I said, I thought I knew it was. I'm going to just go with it still. A locker slamming closed?
Is it a locker slamming closed?
Oh, Louise!
No!
Oh, I've been trying all week.
Oh, Louise, I'm so sorry.
I'll try again tomorrow.
Well, Monday.
Try again Monday. Yeah,
we're going to add $25 to the jackpot. So on Monday, the Terribles jackpot is at $269.
All right, let's jump back into the Friday Rewind. It's some Beastie Boys, and it's for Vicky on Mix 94.1. Kick it! For Patrice, it's Guns N' Roses. Welcome to the jungle. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. One more song still to come in our Friday Rewind.
Yeah, we'll get that on for you here in just a second. But we'll also want to remind you guys, tomorrow's the big day. 2019 Walk for Wishes, Town Square. We need your help. We're so excited to be a part of this event. We want to raise money for Make-A-Wish to help grant the wishes of children with critical illnesses. These wishes, they give kids this renewed energy, this strength, and it brings families closer together. So if you want to be a part of Team Mix, it's easy. Just go to our website, mix941.fm, and register to be part of Team Mix. Or if you'd like and you can't go, you could still make a donation for Team Mix, and that could score you a very cool limited edition Mercedes in the Morning shirt, Gabriella Martrone, Marie Green, Jessica Campos, Carol Wilcox, Ramon Campos. They're all making donations as we speak. Leah Simpson. Lilia Simpson. This is so cool. They keep coming in. We're so grateful, you guys.
Our boss, J-Love, who's filling in for Heather, coming up next. We went to him and said, hey, we want to get something for our team members. What can we get? He said, I can do t-shirts. Like, let's do it. These are limited edition Mercedes in the Morning t-shirts. They're good-looking shirts, too.
It's going to be, yeah, they're really cool, and we're excited to see you guys out there. So make a donation. Stop by, say hi, whatever. All the details on the website, mix941.fm.
And that will do it for this Friday edition of Mercedes in the Morning. I will see you tomorrow morning at Town Square.
See you tomorrow morning. See you all, hopefully, tomorrow morning.
That'll do it for show number 922 of Mercedes in the Morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.